at the Best of British Festival. And wow, I've spent hours here and I still haven't got around every nook and cranny. One corner I'm very glad to have stumbled upon is your corner, sir. What's your name?
I'm Tim Walker.
And where are we?
We're in the Walsh stand at the Best of Britannia exhibition. We are the Britain's only wholly owned, designed and manufactured sports footwear.
Now, when I got dressed this morning, I managed to get a British shirt, I managed to get British jeans. I went through 100 T-shirts, none of them made in Britain. I couldn't find British footwear, and I went through a lot of shoes, probably got too many shoes to be healthy. What's happened to the industry?
Well, the British shoe industry is actually very healthy. If you go around the Northampton region, if you speak to the chainies that are here and Geoffrey West, they're booming because the world is getting a wealthier place and people are wanting the best kind of shoes. We're slightly unique in the fact that we're the only British trainer manufacturer. We make specialising in fell running shoes, but Norman Walsh was established in 1961. By a guy who had actually made the running shoe for the 48 Olympic Games. And every shoe that we make, whether it's a casual shoe, is a reprisal of an old performance shoe. So, for example, the ones behind us here, the Ensign, that is a shoe that was created for the Bolton Harriers to run in the 1981 New York Marathon. It's an exact copy of that. Others we have here is the Pennine Adder, was the original fell running shoe, and this rippled
sole. It's got a serious sole on there, yeah.
And that was 63, actually, that was first created. But we've retooled the whole shoe and created from scratch again, exactly as it was originally intended, as a hard-wearing autumn-winter casual shoe.
Really colourful. Weren't there other trainers manufactured in the UK for a brief period?
I mean, there has been other trainers manufactured in the UK. And there is one other brand that does do some manufacturing in the UK, but it's actually not a British brand. We are the only British-owned designer.
I know the other brand you're talking about, and I have a pair. And when I looked at them, they were made in England, and I was convinced when I bought them that they were.
Well, no, I mean the thing is, I mean in some respects, we're a far smaller organisation. I mean our shoes are made by just 7 people in the factory in Bolton. The principals are principal people there is Pete, John, Harry, Linda, and Michelle. Jason and Dennis do some work as well. They're very busy. The principal run is still the fell running shoes, which gives us a very solid base because they are pure performance for elite athletes running in the harshest terrain, and so those production values cross over to the casual shoes. And most people notice that when they actually put the shoes on, that the shoes are much better balanced than the majority of trainers.
So what you're kind of proving to me is something I have suspected for a while, and that is that the majority of technology involved in running is in the body itself.
Well, we do find, and we get some elite runners do come to us and say they don't necessarily need the over-designed shoes that, for want of a better expression, are wind tunnels, as it were. And some of these probably are elements of trying to get very, very ordinary part-time runners to part with money. If you look at the particularly Walsh performance shoes, it's very, very simple design. It is a close shoe and a cuneiform shape, but it needs to grip the shoe very, very tightly because it is rumoured that some of the elite fell runners on running downhill do approach the 3-minute mile mark, the speed at which they'll cover terrain. So if the shoe isn't stitched or closed, as we call it, correctly, that will prove an absolute disaster.
I'm going to leave bits of them and their shoes behind.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the most colourful stands here as well, and my eye is just fleeting from one design to the next. Coming from working in Northampton for a while, I kind of saw some of the shoe manufacturers, doing good, but it seemed quite a luxury item at the time, yet you seem to be quite accessible. Is that difficult to do?
Well, we are. I mean, at the end of the day, our price points, generally hovers around the £100 for a pair of trainers. I mean, we're not in Northampton, we're actually Bolton, which is heart of the fell running the fell running scene, or sorry, a little bit south of the fell running scene. But we need to make sure that the price is accessible. But we do have strong links with Northampton, though. I mean, we had an exhibition at the Northampton Shoe Museum. This is obviously the only place where there is a shoe museum. Yeah. earlier on this year, and many of the component parts and much of the machinery that we use actually comes from Northampton as well. Obviously, it is the shoe-making capital of the country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, give us a URL so I can go and check out the range.
It's www.normanwalshuk.com, and it's the only place where you'll actually find the entire Walsh range online.
Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.